How do you deal with your emotions? Our focus today, Dr. Randy here from the Intentional Living Center. Your emotions, part of the triad, head, heart, and hand, right? Your heart, your emotions. And if you try to bury them, you try to suppress them, you try to drive them down, you bury them alive, it's been said. Your emotions are either a friend or a foe, an enemy. They either help you solve problems or they create problems. They either are going to move you forward or keep you stuck. And it's either going to build into your relationships or draw from and damage your relationships. It's like gasoline. That's what an emotion is. I'm talking about a negative emotion. If it's anger, if it's frustration, jealousy, loneliness, fear, anxiety, helplessness, these kind of negative emotions create a certain level of passion like gasoline. It can either move you forward in a productive way if it's controlled, or it can destroy you. It can blow up. We're going to talk about that today. You know, the Bible is not silent on emotions. In fact, it says a lot. One of the most, front and center verses comes from Ephesians chapter 4, where Paul says, be angry, but don't sin. And then he goes on to say, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. In other words, Paul's saying anger or emotions are going to be a part of life. It's going to happen, but what do you do with it? It's going to make a huge difference. Proverbs 25, a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. Even Jesus wept in John 11. He had feelings, many. You know, we continue to look in Scripture where it says to us and reminds us that we need to be careful with our emotions. Rejoice with those who rejoice, Romans 12. God has not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. And so the verses continue. You can do your own study and find them in Scripture. So today we want to talk about how can we be intentional with our emotions? I had an opportunity at the Night of Hope conference just a few days ago to talk about our emotions. That was one of the five things I focused on. How do we take our negative emotions and use them? Because we can either bury them, that's destructive. It'll come back at you. It's emotional ooze that sometimes comes out in forms of moodiness, impulsivity, frustration, or it can blow up. Come on. You know what that can be? It can come up in all sorts of ways, from passive aggressive to right in your face. Or it can benefit. You can use your emotions in a positive way. Jonah in the Old Testament, he was ticked off. He was angry about what was going to go on in Nineveh, and he ran. He took his anger and he ran. Cain, you go right back to the beginning of Scripture, Cain and Abel. Cain was so jealous of his brother because he felt like he didn't measure up for whatever reason, because God was saying, hey, one is acceptable offering, the other isn't. So what did he do? He killed his brother. And a lot of times we get into trouble when we allow our emotions to drive us in an unhealthy way. Now, it's very clear that emotions are given to us. We have 100% responsibility for how we respond to our emotions. Your mother didn't make you do it. Your dad didn't make you do it. Your wife didn't make you do it. Your husband, your kids, the jerky guy in the car in front of you didn't. Come on. You and I are 100% responsible for how we respond in life with our emotions. And so today, we're going to open the phone lines, and I've got calls that have already shared their story with me. Here's what I would like to hear. Join the discussion about emotions, because we want to help you and others today. I would love to hear you call and say, you know, I wrestled with this emotion, but here's what God taught me. And here's how I use this. Maybe I'm not all the way there yet, but this is what God has taught me about this emotion. And here's one thing that I'm doing, or one thing that's making a difference. We want to help some people today all around the country, around the world, listening to our podcast or listening to us on radio, to understand the power of using our emotions for good, because they can be used for good. Listen, let me say this before we get to our first call. Without emotion, you're kind of just, you know, like a wimpy noodle there. That's really what you are. Come on. We know people that have no emotion. I mean, they're just emotionless. And many times they're being suppressed or repressed, but emotion gives us the energy to get going. When you're when you're passionate, you get going. And emotion is passion. And when we allow that passion to burn in a positive way, we see that even in Jesus when he turned over the tables of the money changers. He didn't do that because of his own, something in his life. He did that because the Father's house was being abused. And sometimes if we can see things in our lives and say, I want my marriage better, and I'm passionate, I'm frustrated, I'm hurting, I'm angry, whatever it is, and how do I in my little circle of control take responsibility? What one thing can I do to use this emotion to move me forward in a positive way? What's your story? Give me a call. 888-888-1717. The line's open. 888-888-1717. By the way, for everyone who gets through to me, I want to send to you today, just for this half hour when you're calling, a copy of my book, Hijacked Emotions.
Hi, this is Brandy from Lubbock, Texas. I was calling on how I deal with anxiety and fear. And I just wanted to thank you, Dr. Randy Carlson, for your book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. I try to read it every night before I go to bed just so I can clear my mind and in the day on a positive note. That's really helped me with the learning the Bible scriptures and just remembering the sweet reminders of Jesus' promises for us to not live in fear and to live in faith. So thank you so much for this amazing book. I am about to start chapter 6, and it's really helped me to just remember how much Jesus loves us.
Thank you, Brandy. I'm glad that book is helping you. And I played her story. She shared that with me on our comment line. And coming in the studio today, I said, listen, if you're all willing to share with me what thing you've learned from your emotions that are driving you forward in a positive way, hey, I'd love to send you a copy of that book that Brandy just mentioned, a book I wrote, I wrote it during the pandemic, called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, How to Overcome Anxiety, Anger, and Fear, 175 pages, helping people all around the country, and I just want to send it out to say thank you for sharing your story. 888-888-1717 is the number. Love to have you be a part of the show today. Really would. All right, let's continue on. We've got Denise on the line in Arizona. Denise, what's your story?
Well, a lot of insecurities. I'm 61, and a few years ago, I just realized what was kind of driving my whole life. And it was fear of not being loved, not being good enough. And it was a book I went through with some other women and just realized it was from my childhood, actually, messages that my parents didn't necessarily mean to do, but because of their childhood, you know, just how, you know, it gets passed down from generation to generation. And my mom had a lot of OCD. And so the message that she gave to me was that I couldn't do it right ever. I never could do anything right. And so throughout my whole life, I felt crippled emotionally, like everything I do, it's going to be wrong.
How did that affect you in your relationships, Denise, all those years?
I tried to control everything. I tried to control my children. I tried to control my husband. Unfortunately, you know, I went through a divorce. Not because of that. He had some addictions and things like that, too, on top of everything. But that feeling of not being loved, like even through his addictions, I felt like I wasn't lovable. Yeah. There was something wrong with me.
So what kind of emotion, when you think about your emotion, was it fear, loneliness? What was kind of the primary emotions?
I would say fear. I feared everything. I couldn't make a decision because I was afraid I'd make the wrong one.
So how are you doing now?
I'm doing pretty good. I have to remember that, you know, that book just showed me that Satan uses those lies to keep us down. And I'm not going to give in to that fear. So when I feel those feelings, I remember I am lovable because God loves me.
Amen. That's true. Hey, let me tell you something, Denise. You're not alone. The number one song, we do the surveys on the number one songs on the radio here. And the last survey
fear
came out. Yeah. Fear, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Because we relate to it.
I embrace that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it you do now that helps you tell the truth to yourself instead of allow fear to control you?
I go back to scripture. I got to cling to it. Because if I don't, I feel like the world continues to tell me those lies. Yeah. And I don't want to cling to those. I want to cling to God. Because He loves me. And, you know, sometimes I do struggle with that, but I have to just go back to scripture.
That's right.
And, you know, it's not like I don't struggle with it, but when I find myself kind of feeling, you know, some of the same feelings, I stop myself. I have to try to stop myself and then go back to scripture. I have to remember I am lovable. I am worthy because He makes me worthy. Amen. And He loves me just the way I am. And I don't have to be perfect.
Because none of us are, Denise. None of us are.
Exactly. Yeah, but Satan wants us to believe that, you know, we aren't perfect. Well, we aren't. You're right. We aren't. Yeah. But we don't have to be either.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, the Bible reminds us, Paul's very clear in saying we need to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. He tells us in another passage to take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. He tells us in Philippians 4, whatever is right, pure, admirable, praiseworthy, think on such things. The Bible is a master teacher when it comes to how our heads, the thing in our head here, this brain of ours, can create so many problems. I told the people at the conference, wouldn't it be nice if we had some sort of a Velcro or a zipper or something, we could open that baby up from time to time, take it out and put it in the dishwasher, you know, get it nice and cleaned up and put it back in. Well, one of the things the Bible tells, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And one of the ways you do that is obviously through prayer, but also through telling yourself the truth, but also instilling into your life scripture, memorization, reading the kinds of things that are going to make a difference. We're big advocates, of course, here of listening to the radio station, allowing the music to fill your life and the words, the stories of other people. This is what keeps us from, I guess, slipping off to the side so often in a world which is dragging us down, holding us back, and not allowing us to grow. All right. Come and join us. What's one thing you've learned about your emotions that's maybe driving you in a better, healthier way? Help somebody listening who may be struggling. You're down the road a little further. God wants us to live in freedom, not in bondage to our emotions. 888-888-1717. Miriam in Arizona, appreciate your call today.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. Tell us your story. What have you learned?
So what I've learned is with my emotions, I was a person that I grew up like just any other person. We live in a fallen, broken world, mm-hmm. Grew up in a very dysfunctional home. I gave my life to the Lord when I was 11 years old because of my older sister. She got married to the pastor's son. But the one thing that I learned when the enemy tries, you know, to tell you these lies about, you know, our emotions can, like you said, could either help us or can, you know, hurt us.
Yeah.
And the one thing I've learned is that scripture, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, power in His word, of love in His word, and of a sound mind,
mm-hmm.
You know? And the more that we get into His word and the more that we rehearse that, the Bible says if we seek Him, we're going to find Him. You know, God is faithful. God is true. He has never lied. He's never repented because He's God, you know. And just like Satan did with Jesus when he told him, if you are truly the Son of God, he tried to, you know, take away whatever identity he thought he could take away from Jesus. But, I mean, we have to make sure that we are strong in that area. And getting more into the Word of God and more in Christ and less of the world, because that thing will drag you down quick.
Yeah, and keeping in mind, you know, the Bible says His mercies are new every morning. This is a daily battle for many of us. Come on, every day we're going to have some attack that's going to go after our emotional life. Our emotions are a big deal. Emotions just don't happen in, you know, out there in the ether world. It happens in our head. We're telling ourselves something. We're lying about something. We got patterns of behavior in our thinking that trigger these emotions. And let's face it, it can create huge problems for us. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You can join us. What have you learned? What is God teaching you? Really practical stuff about dealing with your emotions intentionally. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The scripture says in Proverbs 15 that plans fail for lack of good counsel. Do you have people that you can go to who are smart, okay, godly, experienced, mature, quicker, faster than you are? Someone who's been down the path a little bit, who's experienced things, that can give you good counsel that you can sit down with and just say, I'm facing this in my life. Can you give me some feedback? Aha Moments, a lesson featured this month made possible because of the generous financial support of our team members, our listeners, to Intentional Living, to our podcast, the radio program here and around the world. Thank you. We mentioned that this is our closing month for our fiscal year. We have a $50,000 need in addition to the regular giving of you all who give every month. This is an additional $50,000 to close the gap, and so we can close the year. And we have some friends who've said we'll match the first $10,000 that comes in dollar for dollar. $7,221 of that has been matched as of today. That leaves $2,779 to go on that match. And when we're there, that'll be 40% of the need met for June. Listen, your gift being matched today, your best gift would be so appreciated. Please call 888-888-1717. Press number 2. Talk to the staff. Tell them what's going on in your life. Join us with your most generous gift. We really need it. We appreciate it. I appreciate it. Our team, we appreciate it. We're working together to reach more people for Christ. And then, or go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Let's get to the calls. Time's going fast here. Tara is in Arizona. Hi, Tara.
Yep.
Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you for your call. Tell us about emotional life. What have you learned?
Well, I did 10 years in prison, and God changed my life forever. Not just my life, my thought process, how I handle things, trauma, all of it. Mm. I think I wake up every day and I thank God that he gave me 10 years in prison. And everybody looks at me like, what do you mean? Like, how could you be grateful for that? Everything that you lost while you were in prison, everything that, you know, you weren't there for. How can you say you're so grateful for it?
Tell us the process. Was that a process during those 10 years? Or did you have an aha moment? Or what was it?
I did have an aha moment. I got sentenced to a total of 20 years with a 5-year parole. And at first I was so angry when I went in, and I was like, oh my God, like, how could you do, you say you love me and this is how you repay me. Well, this is what love has been my whole life. Everybody walks away and everybody abandons me.
Mm.
And so I guess that's what you're trying to show me, God. And then it was about 5 years in, and, I was sitting there one day, and a lady had asked me to go to church, and there was a new church that was coming in. It was called God Behind Bars, and it was in Colorado. And I was like, I'm not going. Like, why would I do that to myself? Well, she talked me into going, and I went. And when I was sitting there, all I could hear the pastor say was, be still. Stop. Be still. Listen. Just stop and listen. And so I did. And Corey Asbury was playing one of the songs that was playing, Reckless Love. And that song, Forever, is so meaningful to me. But in that moment, I stopped and I looked back at, like, what what got me to that point? Why was I in that moment? And what was I going to do from that moment on to change?
Yes.
And it took a while. It took me a while to get used to, like, okay, God really is good. Like, okay, these really bad things have happened my entire life.
Yes.
But for what reason? And in the end of it, when I look back, I can see nothing but positive. Even out of every negative situation that has occurred in my life, something positive has been brought from that negative.
That's right.
To keep things away from me in order for me to be able to see that there was a bigger picture. He's got so much more for me to do.
You know, and Tara, let me jump in. The Bible is very clear. Not only are his mercies new every morning, that I mentioned a moment ago, but God is in the business of restoring. What does the Bible say? The years that the locust has eaten, right? And I think of that passage where the Apostle Paul, I mean, look at the Apostle Paul. I mean, this guy was a murderer. This guy was, I mean, before Christ, he was pretty creepy. He was a problem. He hated. And God, in that moment on the Damascus Road, drove him to his knees and his life radically changed. And you see what happened. And Tara, it sounds like what God's doing in your life. Listen, I don't know what you heard when you listened to Tara. I'll tell you what I heard. You may feel like you're in a 10-year prison. You've been waiting for something to happen. And Tara had a moment. Somewhere there was a moment where God just broke through, and that's what you need today. If you're, and your emotions might be evidence of that, that you need a breakthrough. And God can give that to you. Gave it to Tara. I mean, listen to her voice. She's free. And that's what we're really talking about. The freedom that you can experience in Christ today. It can be yours. Tara, thank you so much for your call. I want to send you the book, Unlocking the Secrets of Our Emotions. I call them Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. We'll get that to you, okay? You can join us. We're going to stay in the program here afterward and record for tomorrow. So feel free to call 888-888-1717.
Have you ever had an aha moment when you realized you needed to make a change or do something different in your life?
We don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on, speaking for myself, that those aha moments just kind of come and go.
In Dr. Randy's message, How to Have More Aha Moments, he'll explore 10 ways you can have more of these moments and stay away from crisis moments in our lives. This month, we have an incredible opportunity as some friends of the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $10,000 to help reach the critical fiscal year-end funding need. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, I hope you'll do that. We really need you. As I mentioned, we're so close to getting that $10,000 match by today, tomorrow, going into the weekend, and then we're going to be counting down the last half of the month to reach the need together, okay? Again, 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com. Crystal in New York, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hello. Are you speaking to me?
Yeah, you there, Crystal?
Yes, hello. Crespo. My name is Alice Crespo.
Oh, Alice. Okay. Sorry about that. Go right ahead, Alice. What have you learned about emotions?
Well, when I was younger, I always wanted to do volunteer work, but I kept getting turned down because I'm totally blind. Mm. I was also sad about the fact that a lot of my friends needed help and help wasn't available. So I said to myself, I can change this. I can start a program, my own program, and then they can't turn me down. And I can help people who are in my same situation. Yeah. And so that's what I did. I started Helping Hands for the Disabled, and I've been helping people since then. And now that I've gotten ill, the people are helping me.
Amen. What was the emotion you were feeling when they were turning you down? What were you feeling?
I felt like, I guess I'm not very good at it because I can't even see. And, you know, people don't want me. Look, I'm doing free work and they still don't want me.
Yeah.
But I said, wait a minute. that's their loss, not that's mine.
Right. Amen, sister. That's right.
God's giving me a chance.
That's right. And how do you feel now?
God's giving me a chance. Oh, now I feel great because I have my organization. I help people. People help me. And it's just been a great a joy. I started since 1982, and I'm still here.
Fantastic. Where in New York are you? Where are you, sir? Where is this happening?
Queens, New York. Well, yeah. We started the five boroughs, but I live in Queens, New York.
All right. Well, great. I'm glad you're listening to us. They're probably online today. Thank you for calling, and God bless you for that service. Listen, you know what Crystal just taught us? You hit a brick wall and you're emotionally, or you're feeling sad or useless or not valued. Are you either going to sit and feel sorry for yourself? Come on, let's just get real with each other. You're either going to sit and feel sorry for yourself or kick ourselves proverbially in the backside and say, hey, God, what can I do? Let's get around this and let's keep going. We're either going to be subject to those things that we don't have control over. In Alice's case, she can't see, but she does see. You know, I think about Helen Keller, who said, pity the man has vision, but takes no action. You know, and Helen Keller knew she was a person who had no vision or hearing, but at the same time, she had great vision for the world in which she lived. Powerful reminder. All right, tell you what. I got the high sign here. We're wrapping up in about 20 seconds live today, but I'm going to stay right here in the studio with Jennifer and Steven. We're taking your calls. I'd love to plug you into the show we're going to record that'll air tomorrow. Okay, so it'll be the show for tomorrow on our network. And the simple question is like what you've been hearing. How has God used maybe a negative emotion in your life to move you forward in a positive way? And if you're one that's feeling stuck today, there is freedom in Christ. You may feel responsible for where you are. You know, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God gives us a hope and a future, according to Scripture. And that includes you today. All right, this has been fun. Thank you for your stories. Got more coming up tomorrow. Don't miss it. Come on back. Thanks to our members. Thank you for your support. Thank you for helping us close out this fiscal month of the year this month with your generous year-end support. Your additional gift is so needed. Thank you. Go to theintentionallife.com or call 888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, and it is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.